So, listeners, we have some fun news to share. Not only do we have an opportunity to fundraise for an amazing
organization,
but I get to check something off my bucket list, and you get to volunteer your husband.
I know. I'm so excited.
We are super excited. Both Trisha and I are separately supporting Jump with Above and Beyond Cancer. This is from their website, and I thought I'd read this because it says 20 local celebrities have agreed to do a tandem parachute jump out of an airplane in central Iowa in order to raise funds for Above and Beyond Cancer. Mm-hmm. And I guess that means we're celebrities.
I know.
We will take it.
Exactly. Such an amazing organization.
They don't just have programs for survivors, but also for caregivers.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm jumping for Judy, Jason's yes. Mr. Producer's mother, mm-hmm. and for my friend Shannon, who's a cancer survivor.
Yes. And Jeremy is jumping for his mom, Jody, who had breast cancer, and his grandpa Ernie and his aunt Kimbra, who both had passed away from cancer.
You have the opportunity to donate in someone's name, so very special. Any support you want to give us would be amazing. We'll have both links in the show notes.
If everyone were to donate a dollar.
Even a dollar.
Even a dollar. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
The goal is $100,000. Now, there's multiple people raising money.
20 people.
So each of us, our goal is to raise $5,000.
Sastastic Life with hosts Trisha Rivas and Wendy Fredrigal.
Hello!
Hello and happy day.
Hello from the outside.
That is literally when you leave me that message, I'm like, oh my goodness gracious.
I frequently call Trisha and sing Juice Newton, Angel in the Morning. But one day, I don't know why, I was just compelled and I called her and I sang Hello from Adele, but I made up my own words on the fly. And I think it was pretty excellent. I mean, not sound quality, but...
It made me laugh and cry all at the same time.
Like my ears are bleeding.
Oh my gosh. I literally was laughing so hard though. I even called my mom. I'm like, oh,
sometimes I'll call and sing the Stevie Wonder song. I just called to say I love you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Those are kind of the top three.
Yeah. Where I text stuff.
Yes, she texts me things like, I hope you get crabs.
I hope you get an STD.
Or I hope you get an STD.
You're a whore.
You know, one day I was like, I saw something that was said something about a whore, and I'm like, oh, I gotta send that to Trisha, or I gotta send that to, and all my girls go, Trisha. They know.
Or when you don't answer me right away.
Oh, yeah. If I don't answer her phone calls, she calls me a whore. Anywho. So we are super excited to share our event that we have coming up.
I am so excited for the Moo Moo and Manifesting.
But I want to, let's give a little backstory. Mm-hmm. So Qunity is the company who makes the life maps that we'll be working with.
Shout out to Qunity.
Shout out to Qunity. So tell me, you know, Qunity started in salons.
Yes.
So the way the story was told, Tom, the owner, mm-hmm. was actually an accountant.
Yes.
And he was called in to help at the salon. And, you know, throwing a spreadsheet at hairstylists is not really going to work for them. Mm-mm. So he had to learn a new way to get them excited about numbers, mm-hmm. in a right brain way.
Yes.
And so that's where all of this came from. And it started out as what's called a Q plan. So it's a smaller version. And that's what was used in salons. So the life map kind of was born out of this, mm-hmm. Q plan for the different five areas of your life. But
exactly.
So you've been using Qunity in your salons for over 10 years, right?
Yes. We're going on 11 years. Yeah. We went down to Kansas City and that's where we were introduced to Qunity and instantly fell in love with it. Honestly, we did. Mm-hmm. It was like that aha moment
of something we had been looking for, a tool that we had been looking for, where we could bring that harmony of that right brain and that left brain together. What a lot of people don't know, though, with Tom is Tom's also an artist, too. He's very right-brained.
And photography.
Yes. Photography. So talented.
Yeah.
So talented. A lot of people don't know that or didn't know that at first.
So how do you use, just maybe share with our listeners what you specifically work on, what you use those tools for with the stylists in the salon?
So the life map especially, I describe it as a very detailed vision board, okay, and the five L's of our lives, spiritual, financial, professional, relational, and spiritual.
Physical.
Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And for me, it is, we love to use that for our new hires. Okay. We also use it with our existing team. We do it once a year, but it's very exciting to do with our new hires because it paints us a picture of where they are currently, maybe even where they had been, and then where they want to go. And we can support them with that, with the visual aspect, the goal aspect, and it being very detailed, very detailed. And then there's many other tools that we use from Qnity.
Yeah.
But especially the life map.
So a good example would be, you know, we'll just keep using the salon example. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have a goal that you want to hit with your service dollars. Mm-hmm. Well, just telling someone, this is your number that you're, you know, your goal.
Yeah.
There has to be a little more juice to it.
Yeah.
So you first start out with the what's called the Q-pics. Mm-hmm. And they're either quotes or really cool photos.
Yes.
And so instead of just saying, oh, these are the numbers I have to hit. Okay. When I hit those numbers, like, why is it important? What will it do for me?
Yeah.
So, you know, if I keep hitting these numbers consistently, that means I'm going to make more money. What does making more money mean to me? Mm-hmm. Why do I want to make money?
Yeah.
So I know for me, whenever I'm in the financial portion, the pictures that I choose are like travel photos.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or if you're saving for a car, mm-hmm. Like what, why do you want to make money? Like what's, and so the pictures really give you a visual representation of a goal.
Yeah.
So you start with the pictures, then it's like, okay, what's my goal? Like, how do I want to feel with mm-hmm. money? How do I want to feel with my physical body?
Yes.
And so that picture really connects it. And then it's like, okay, so let's dig in and say,
the focus,
you know, mm-hmm. like, okay, so yeah, I want to make money, but how much money and by when?
Yes, yes. Very detailed.
Right.
And how.
And how.
One thing I wanted to say about the Q-pics, though, is that what I love about it is that everybody's story is usually different.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because, especially in the financial area, mm-hmm. because some people I'll see like the cars or a trip or a home. But then there's other times where it'll be a quote or it'll be the money sign or the money tree. So what I love with, again, our new hires and our team is that don't focus a lot of time on the pictures. Like if you see it and it speaks to you, pick it right then and there.
Yep.
Okay. Don't be thinking why did I pick that? Blah, you know, blah, blah, blah. Pick it and set it aside.
Yes.
Pick it and set it aside. Because obviously you were supposed to pick that picture for a reason. And you know what? And it might not go in the category that you thought it was going to go into.
100%. And the other thing that's been fun for me, so you had been using it for a long time. And when I started my coaching business, you were like, Wendy, I think you would really like to use this with your clients. So during COVID, I had time on my hands. So I got certified. And what I've noticed, and I probably is my favorite thing, is when we're working on it to ask people what the different pictures mean to them.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And it's so cool because every single person has a different meaning for the same picture.
Yeah.
I've also had the opportunity to do the life map with couples. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see if they, because I don't let them sit by each other because I really want them to just, you know.
Yep.
But it's kind of fun if they have one that matches mm-hmm. or sometimes they're even surprised by what mm-hmm. their partner picked. So
yeah.
We're excited to bring this to the ladies.
Yes.
And so the idea kind of started when we were talking about wanting to have events. Mm-hmm. And we had worn our Christmas moo-moos.
Yes.
And Trisha loves her moo-moos. Yes. And so tell us a little bit about kind of where that idea sprung up.
Well, you and I both love vision boards. We love to journal. We love to talk about manifestation and how we're going to manifest in prayer and again in journal. Mm-hmm. And it just seems so fitting. I mean, the name literally just like rolled off of our tongues, you know, yeah. Mumu and manifesting. And there's something that when you get women together, especially, and I'm speaking personally because of the age that we're at.
Yeah.
Getting women of our age together and talking about their hopes, dreams, goals, what transpires. It is just absolutely magical. Mm-hmm. But to also throw something fun in it, you know, like we would at birthday parties when we were younger, sitting around in our pajamas, you know, in our satin or not satin, but slicks.
Sleeping bags?
Yeah, sleeping bags. Jeez Louise. Mm-hmm. And just having fun.
Yes.
And having fun. I mean, and being silly. And we're going to bring all that together.
Yes.
But with a result of planning our next 6 months to a year. And what I'm excited for is that those of us that, when we come together in these groups, God's going to be bringing us together for a purpose.
Yes.
It's supposed to, who's supposed to be there is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, how cool is it to have accountability with one another?
And that's the game changer right there, because I think that's why I like the life map.
Yeah.
Compared to a vision board.
Mm-hmm.
A vision board's great, but like we're visualizing what we want, but we're actually going to start talking about, okay, then how do we get there?
Exactly.
And what are three small steps to get yes. started?
Mm-hmm.
But when you declare it in a room full of people, mm-hmm. it gets legs, it gets juice.
Yeah.
And we'll have an example of one of our friends who mm-hmm. There was something she had been working on for over a year.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And she did the life map with us, and man, within days it happened mm-hmm. because she got out of her head, mm-hmm. spoke it out loud,
yeah.
had our encouragement, had our accountability.
Yeah.
And so that's the plan with this group moving forward is each group, we're going to offer the opportunity to continue together as a group each month to sit down, celebrate, encourage, have accountability.
Yeah. Well, and we've had a handful of ladies that we've done life maps with.
Yes.
And the magic that has transpired from those has been life-changing for them.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
Yes.
You know, quitting corporate jobs, starting their own small businesses, you know, taking trips, traveling, losing weight, whatever that might be. It's an honor to be a part of those situations.
Yes. And we've really missed it. Really is. And we just knew it was time to bring it back.
Yes,
for
it
sure.
is. And again, it's such a simple tool with simple systems and processes that you get excited to do it. You really do. Mm-hmm. You get excited to do it.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the big thing. That's the direction that we're moving. Yeah. Obviously, we love doing the podcast.
Yes.
But we want to go deeper and we want to have more connection with people, helping people just go for it. Like, you know, I feel like I'm just getting started. Like I have this new lease on life. Like
yeah.
I'm going to have more time on my hands to really go for stuff. I mean,
yeah. Well, and Wendy, and this is the thing, it was never just about the podcast.
No.
I mean, it was never just about the podcast, even with just you and I and Jason.
Yep.
It was much more than that, but we had to start somewhere.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And look at what it has evolved into, you know, I mean, with Apex and your Sastastic and having these small groups. And eventually we've talked about doing one or two retreats.
Yes. That's definitely on the list.
Taking what we're talking about with the hard shit and the life stuff and being very intentional about that
mm-hmm.
and having things where we talk about wellness and health and how to take care of yourself. You know, again, we're not just doing the podcast just to do the podcast. Yes. And even if that was what we wanted to do, I mean, that's great. But we always had a bigger picture.
Yes.
We always had a bigger dream. Mm-hmm. But we had to get started with something.
Exactly.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And again, the life map has helped with all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has. The grid, the light. I mean, you know what I mean? The life map, you name it.
It's kind of funny because it wasn't on my life map, but I had found one of my notebooks.
Yes.
And I had written in there podcast.
Yeah.
With other, because I initially way back when was going to have my own podcast,
yes.
But I didn't do it. And then I was like, podcasts with someone else. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, Trisha, ?
Yeah.
And then underneath I wrote, Jason could be our producer.
Yes.
And that was like a whole year before
we
started.
Yeah.
Which was super cool.
Yeah.
So there is something about like taking these things out of your brain and saying them out loud. And I think the universe really, once you put it out there, the universe or God or whomever you believe in, like conspires to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And we're here to like cheer you on.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. And excuse me. And again, dreams are amazing. Mm-hmm. They are. We have to have dreams, but let's turn those dreams into results. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like let's make them happen.
Speaking of that, I have had with a few people, the first time they did a life map, they wrote down what they thought they should or what they thought I thought they should do.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because like a week or two later, they were like, and this is why I often have people do it in pencil, is they're like, you know, I wrote that down, but I realize I really want this.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing too, is like, or don't write the same thing that you've always written.
Yes.
I want to lose 20 pounds.
Yes.
Let's go a little deeper or like, why do you want to lose 20 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
What would having that do for you?
Yeah.
That like digging a little deeper in what do you really want?
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of going a little bit below the surface.
Like I want to get on a plane and not have to ask for an extender. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, those are just some examples. I mean, speaking for me personally, you know what I mean? Instead of it's just that I want to lose 20 or 30 pounds.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I want to be very specific. How am I going to do that?
What do I
need to do?
Just recently when we flew, I've got this extra little menopause tire going on.
Oh yeah.
And I dropped my phone. I dropped probably five things.
Yeah.
And there's no room in front of you.
No.
It's so tight. I couldn't bend over far enough to pick up what I needed to do. There was just too much in the way. It was like the feeling of a turtle on its back. Uh-huh. Like I was just like,
I
can't reach it.
Oh yeah.
Like I want to get rid of that so I can pick up stuff easier off the floor.
Gosh, yes. The last time my mom and I flew, she dropped something too. And I'd end up picking it up for her because she literally was like picking up her boobs because she's like, oh, these tits. Can't you just hear? They're just always in the way. They're just always in the way. And she's like trying to pick them up. And I'm finally like, Mom, just let me bend over and get it, you know? And then I'm like holding my breath to try to bend over so I can, you know, exactly.
Meanwhile, the person in front of you is like, stop moving the chair.
Oh my.
But maybe if you would fold your freaking seat up.
Exactly. We need to have a whole episode on flying.
Like there needs to be like a test you have to take before you can get on a plane.
It's not even, I don't like to fly.
Yes.
Anyways. But it is not enjoyable anymore.
No,
there's no magic with flying anymore.
I'm hardly giving food anymore. Like you get a freaking tiny shot glass of pop. And so I was on a flight. I'm like, are we getting like pretzels or something? Oh no, it's such a short flight. We aren't having food service. I'm like, seriously? Okay.
I know.
Come on.
I mean, I remember when you would fly and you'd get a full blown meal.
Yes. Or if you fly first internationally, you get this beautiful meal.
Yeah.
You're lucky. And they put so much ice in there. So it's literally like a shot of.
I know.
Man, we're getting screwed.
We're spoiled.
Well, they know that. Well, especially now that I'm being more careful about what I eat, I bring my whole damn
bring your own shooters
freaking pantry into my got my meat sticks and my protein bars. I'll just bring my own damn food then. They should give us a discount on our ticket if we bring our own food.
Exactly. I will tell you though, I mean, talking about flying, if Jeremy and I ever fly international, and I would love to go to Norway, okay, whether it be for our anniversary or whatever it might be. But I'm like, we are flying first class. Yes. We're going to have to get one of those pods.
Oh, the pods. So cool. Where you can lay down and sleep.
Yes.
That would have been nice.
Seriously. And he's like, honey, do you know how much those are? And I'm like, I don't care.
Well, our flight back from Spain, our flight two there was like 11, but yeah. The flight back was 17. And I was, I got a little freaked out because I couldn't fall asleep. I couldn't get comfortable. Yes. I was like pacing the aisles and yeah. I was like, I can't get off this plane. Like I kind of freaked out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have the pods?
No. Well, maybe they weren't anywhere near us peasants. I don't know what part of the plane those were in. I didn't see them.
You were back by the bathroom.
But I did get us a row, though, right behind the nicer seats. So there was more leg room. Nice. So I highly recommend that.
Yes.
Anyway, we just totally went woot, 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 woot. So Moomoo's and manifesting.
Yes.
You know, it's small groups. So
it is small groups.
We will have wait lists each
month. And we're
doing
that for a reason.
We're doing that for a reason. Very intentional, very small. Mm-hmm. So yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about today, you know, we had our poop episode.
Yes.
And I was so enthralled by all of your stories.
By mine?
By yours.
Yes.
That I completely forgot to tell the most epic poop story I personally have.
Yeah, we need to end on that.
And so I just feel like I wouldn't feel well if I didn't share this because it's just, I can't leave this one. Like,
it's so good.
Like, it's such an important story to share.
Gosh.
So my daughter Zoe, who is our youngest, was literally 4 to 6 weeks old.
Yeah.
So I've got her in her carrier. I've got Savannah, who's like a little over two, mm-hmm. 2.5. And then Marina would have been, you know, 4.5-ish. In the car, we had, I don't know where we had been. Now, this was back before Come and Go, like, redid all their stores and had, because they have really nice, clean bathrooms.
Oh, my gosh, now.
Like, yeah, now they very bougie, nice bathrooms now. Yes. But this was back before that.
Yes.
So, very disgusting gas station.
An STD.
Yeah. I never sat on that toilet ever. I always hovered. Close to our house at the time. Yes. There's no way in hell I would ever take three small children into that bathroom. So we are driving home and I just, you know, you just get that like that shudder in your gut. I'm like, oh no, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. So I didn't realize that
my butt.
I was speeding, but I literally just had to go. I mean, less than a mile.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I just had to go here, turn left, go. Next thing I know, lights behind me. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, oh my gosh. So, I mean, at this point, I pull over. I am just sweating bullets. Just sweating bullets. And Marina, when she was little, was all about rules. And she's like, why is a policeman coming to our door? Mom, what did you do? Did you break the law? What is Dad going to say? You know, she's quizzing me like, Mom, why were you speeding? You're breaking the law. So he comes over and I'm like, sir, I'm really, really sick. As you can see, I have three small children. I literally live right down there. I can see my house from here. I'm pointing like, I was just really, really sick. I'm really sorry, you know? And he just kind of looks at me like, I don't care. I hand him the, you know, I don't even think I had a cell phone at this point either. So I couldn't call Jason. So he takes my ID and I love policemen. I love all that you do for us. I'm not, this is no way me being mad at cops.
No,
but he took his sweet damn time. So he comes back to the car and he's like, you know, ma'am, if you were sick, you could have just pulled over. And I said, oh, sir, I didn't need to throw up. I'm about to shit my pants.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like 2 seconds away. Mm-hmm. And I figure you don't want me shitting on the side of the road. I'd probably get a ticket for that, right? You know, and he's just kind of like, well, you know, I don't even remember what exchange that, because I was literally squeezing my butt cheeks so hard so I wouldn't shit in my car. So he hands me the ticket and he's like, well, you know, here's the court date time. You can fight it if you want. Mm-hmm. So I burn off, you know, get, and so I'm like, I'm fighting this.
Yeah.
I am fighting this. Mm-hmm. So I go to court like 2 weeks later. And I'm sitting outside and waiting, and this really meek, like, district attorney comes over. He's like real quiet and he's got his little clipboard and he's like, okay, ma'am, you know, a lot of times we try to just settle this outside of the court. Can you tell me what happened? I'm like, I would love to. And I embellished the shit out, literally, I embellished the shit out of this story. I was like, well, sir, imagine this. You have three small children. You know, and I just totally embellished it. And the more I talked, the more his face got red and the more his shoulders kind of slumped in. And he's like, okay, okay, ma'am. Okay. You can stop now. Like, he was so embarrassed.
Oh,
because again, I gave all the gruesome details.
Good. Did you shit your pants?
A little bit. A little bit. I think the van was new too. So I'm like, I can't shit in my new van. So anyway, he's all embarrassed. He's like, literally tells me to stop talking.
Yeah.
Goes over because the cop was there. He was talking to some other cops and I look over at them and the guy's like looking down. He's like, I could tell he was so embarrassed to even say what I said to them. And they just break out laughing. Mm-hmm. And the cop looks at me and just kind of throws his hand and like, just go. And I just felt so empowered. I was like, I did it. I stood up for my rights. I still had to be recorded.
I gave him the shit.
I gave him the shit. Literally. I still had to pay the court fees, but I felt really good. Because I'm not someone who stands up for myself. So that was a big deal for me to go and do that.
Exactly.
Yes. So the moral of the story is,
yeah,
Jason's like, number one, mm-hmm, you should have just gotten out of the car and shit on his car. I'm like, well, I'm not going to shit on a cop car.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I could go back, honestly, if I could go back, I would have just sped to my house and said, watch my kids while I go in and shit.
Totally.
Yes. Like, give me the ticket. I'm mm-hmm fine. But sit here and watch mm-hmm my kids while I go in and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You gave him the shit.
Anyway,
get it, girl.
That's my
fist bump
epic poop story. And what's funny is I had told one of my friends who's much younger than me about it. And she had listened to our episode.
Oh, my gosh.
And she had sent me a picture of her with her newborn in a public bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I'm remembering your story.
The amount of feedback that we got from that episode. I mean...
But nobody was ballsy enough to give us their story. Well, I'm kind of disappointed.
They told us privately, though.
Well, yeah, but like you said, do we have to name names if no one's going to fess up and give us some stories to share?
I say we give them 24 hours. And if not...
Well, we had the idea of starting a poop confessional so we could literally like blur... You know, blur the screen.
Oh, we totally have to.
You know, and they could, we could even do that voice adjustment. Mr. Producer can like make their voice deeper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be
funny. We have taken the poop episode to a whole new level with some things that we've purchased.
Oh, yeah.
To make people feel better.
Yeah. Well, and our
and those things have already went out and we've gotten some feedback of those and it is
they would have arrived in the mail probably yesterday. Mm-hmm. And at our live event we had little cute little sparkly
poop
emojis. Those were a hit. So I need to get some more of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, hey, like we've said, we're here to talk about the hard shit, the soft shit,
the burning hot lava shit. Oh, man. I tell you what, those days, I don't know how I did it. Going to a grocery store with three little children.
I know, but we just did it, didn't we?
We just did it.
You know, and that's what I love too. Talking about the moo moo and manifesting and just being very intimate, but even just getting around with other women is as much as you laugh.
Yes.
And cry too.
Oh,
sometimes.
There's always tears.
You know what I mean? Seriously. And just letting it out and things that you have had built up. I mean, there, yeah. When it's good energy with other women, there is nothing that is just more magical.
Yes.
Honestly.
Just laughing so hard that you're crying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because you need that.
Oh, totally.
You do. You need, it's, women need that. Men need that. I mean, is we need more of that as humans right now.
Yes, we do.
Really do, Wendy.
The other thing really that I'm excited about too is, you know, we're going to set the goals, but just like we like to talk about the hard shit, and I feel this way with my coaching, let's just talk right now.
Yes.
What's the shit that normally gets in your way when you've set this goal before? Let's just call it out.
Yeah.
What do you normally do? Why does this normally not work?
Yeah.
Let's call it out and start coming up with, okay, what are we going to do when you want to revert to this?
Yeah.
Because it's always going to happen. So why not prepare for the stuff we know that's going to come?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just have a new way of dealing it instead of doing that same
song and dance.
Same song and dance. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yeah.
We're super excited.
And we have moo-moos.
And we have sastastic moo-moos. So we're working on getting those on our website. That will be coming soon. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who aren't in the Des Moines area, someday in the future, maybe we just need to travel somewhere.
Oh,
we
my can, goodness.
We could do an online moo-moos event. We'll figure something out.
We could do an online moo-moos event.
Online.
Mm-hmm. I like the traveling better.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, private plane.
Yeah.
No, private jet.
If you're willing to fly us to your location and pay for our hotel, we will do moo-moos and manifesting almost
all day long.
Yeah, almost. There's some places I don't want to travel to, but hit us up. We'll see.
I love it. Awesome.
And if you have good food there, that's even better.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take much to make us happy.
No.
I mean, it really doesn't.
Not at all. Ooh, I'm just still dreaming about that Southern food. It's so good.
Yeah, we do need Grits, to take a trip to Charleston.
Pimento cheese, fried green tomatoes.
Oh, I know. I love the South. And I do. I love Charleston. Folly so Beach. Great.
Yeah.
All of that.
Good food. Mm-hmm. I could eat my... It could take you a long time to eat your way through Charleston. There's so many restaurants.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like New Orleans.
I have never been there.
Mm, magical too.
I'm not eating alligator.
Tastes like chicken.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like fucking deep fried rubber.
Tastes like chicken.
Well, we're excited to share. Mm-hmm. My hope is that that night we might get a few ladies on the mic to just share.
Oh, yes.
Share their, you know, if they just want to give us a few sentences on the event and what they thought.
Oh, I think that'd be fantastic.
So.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And if they're camera shy, we can just do the mic.
Yeah.
I've never been camera shy. Have you?
No.
I'm the middle child. I'm like, look at me. Look at
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my OnlyFans page. I mean, it definitely.
Which one?
My personal and
Trisha was the very first my OnlyFans page. She was customer number one.
My personal and professional page. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. We're excited to share more. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And celebrate everyone's wins.
Yeah. Perfect.
Awesome.
All right. Have a great
until next time.
Great day, evening, week, month. All of it.
All of it. All of it.
All of it all. All of it.
I can't go up as high as she can. I don't have the core strength.
If you would have farted.
Oh, that would have been,
I would have
been better.
Right, we would have had to gotten a new chair because I would have peed.
Your Sastastic Life is produced by Apex Creative. Go to apexcreative.vip. That's APEXX creative.vip.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you follow us
follow our sassiness mm-hmm. on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on the LinkedIn.
Be sure to go out and live your most sass-tastic life.
Mm. And also on the YouTubes, friends.
Oh, shit.